A royal blue background fills the screen with white words at its center, Sony Pictures Classics. In silhouette animation, someone skips a stone across water. Riverstone Pictures, a Reliance Entertainment company. Riverstone Pictures presents, in association with Hanway Films, a Potboiler production. In association with Olive Productions, Arsam International, and Losun Productions. Paris, 1964. In a bare room of a gallery, an older man sits slumped on a bench. A signature on one wall reads, Giacometti. A young man steps over.
In 1964, I was a young writer living in Paris. I'd written a few articles about Alberto Giacometti, who was one of the most accomplished and respected artists of his generation. I'd become good friends with Giacometti and his brother Diego, and one day after an exhibition, he asked me to sit for a portrait. He told me it would take no longer than 2 to 3 hours, an afternoon at the most.
The young writer watches Alberto. Cut to black. A title appears, Final Portrait. Glimpses show sketches as the writer talks on the phone.
Oh, the exhibition was just beautiful. I don't think he's ever really happy. But he asked me to pose for it. Yes, exactly, and then I'll be back in a few. Yeah. Oh, he said it'd be very quick.
Later, the writer leaves an apartment building. He steps toward a sidewalk, and the wind flutters his overcoat. The young man puffs a cigarette as he walks. In a city park, he walks down a pathway flanked by benches. He approaches a bistro coffee stand, then walks down a crowded alley. He glances at a restaurant as he passes. With his hands in his pockets, he strolls through a cemetery. A sign reads, Rue Hippolyte Mendron. In an alley, the writer opens a door with peeling paint. A number on the building reads 46. The writer enters a small courtyard where a slender statue of a woman stands near stairs. He peers through a bedroom window, then stands in the open doorway. Alberto sits on the bed, smoking. The writer knocks. Alberto looks at him and nods.
Okay.
A thin, dark-haired woman descends the courtyard stairs.
Ah, bonjour, Jim.
Bonjour, Annette, ça va?
Ça va bien, toi?
Yeah, merci, très bien.
She kisses the writer on the cheeks. Subtitles appear.
Je vais déjeuner, Alberto, tu veux
I'm going venir? To lunch, Alberto. Are you coming? He shakes his head.
I'm going to the Dome. Would you like to join me?
I would, but I think we're about to start.
Oh, yes, you're my husband's next victim. Mm. Have fun.
Enjoy your lunch.
The writer follows Alberto into a cluttered art studio across the courtyard from the bedroom. The artist with curly gray hair briefly studies a small sculpture of a face. Several sculptures stand on a long table among glass bottles. Alberto moves things as he shuffles through the studio. Several sculptures of thin, human forms stand along the wall. Near the center of the room, a large sculpture depicts a man's head and long neck. The young writer studies a gathering of more thin sculptures of varying heights. Metal rods support small sculptures of bodies and heads. Drawers hold paper and other supplies, and drawings mark the wall. Alberto puts on his glasses and unwraps a damp cloth from the head of a clay bust. The young writer steps behind him and observes. Using his thumbs, Alberto sculpts the wet clay of the figure's head. He makes adjustments to the sculpture's neck. Grabbing a pail, Alberto carries it out of the studio. He passes a tall, slender sculpture of a man walking. A white-haired man carries a pedestal into the room.
Ah, Jim.
Diego. Bonjour.
I heard you were coming.
Ça va?
Okay.
What's this?
I just made this base, but might be a little...
Diego holds up sculptures.
Questa.
This one?
Si.
Alberto returns with the pail. Diego sets a sculpture on the pedestal.
Va bene questo.
How's this? Wetting a rag, Alberto regards the display. The base is perfect. My sculpture is shit. Diego raises his brow at James, then grabs a hand tool and leaves the studio. James checks his watch. Alberto covers the clay bust with the wet cloth. He takes a drag on his cigarette, then drops it on the floor. Wiping his hands on a rag, the artist shuffles to the small sculpture on Diego's pedestal. He picks it up.
It's hopeless.
He tosses it. James glances between the discarded sculpture and Alberto, who lights another cigarette. Alberto throws the used match aside and smokes.
Okay.
He crosses the room and sets a chair in an open spot on the floor. James wipes off the seat of the chair, then sits. Alberto takes a blank canvas from a cluttered corner of the studio. He mounts it on an easel in front of the young writer. James crosses his legs. Alberto moves something out of the way. He lifts one of James's legs off the other and spreads his subject's knees. James sits up in the chair. Alberto positions the writer's hands together over his crotch. Puffing his cigarette, Alberto steps beside the easel and studies James. He makes a slight adjustment to the tilt of the writer's head. Crossing the studio, Alberto moves the pedestal aside and gathers brushes from his workbench. He takes the brushes and a well-used palette to the easel, then pours liquid from a bottle into a shallow ashtray. Alberto squeezes black and white paint from tubes onto the palette. He squeezes on dark yellow paint. Now seated in front of the blank canvas, Alberto stares at James.
You have the head of a brute.
Gee, thanks.
Yeah. You look like a real thug.
Thank you.
If I was to paint you as I see you now and a policeman was to see this painting, you'd be thrown in jail like that.
Well, then perhaps we shouldn't continue.
No. It's all right, because I'll never be able to paint you as I see you.
You sure?
Yes, of course. It's impossible.
He grins, and James keeps a straight face. Alberto dips a brush into the liquid in the ashtray, then gathers paint on the tip. He hesitates before making a short stroke on the canvas. James sits still as Alberto periodically glances over at him. We close in on James's stony expression. Alberto's mouth twitches. He paints dark, shaky lines on the canvas. Our view trails from James's eye down to his chin. We glimpse his other eye as he holds his pose. Alberto puffs his cigarette. A close view shows James's forehead. In a sketchy style, Alberto paints James's eyes. The young writer continues staring blankly. Alberto adds paint lines to the side of the head in the portrait. Small sculptures behind James blur as his face comes into focus. Alberto adds black lines of paint over the gray outline. Ashes fly from the cigarette between the painter's lips. A close view shows his subject's chin, then Alberto painting it. we glimpse artwork around the studio.
Just so you know, it is also impossible to ever finish a portrait.
What do you mean?
Well, portraits used to be finished. They had to be. They were necessary. It was a substitute for a photograph. But now, portraits have no meaning.
So what we're doing is meaningless?
And impossible. And I'm not even doing it. I can only ever try to do it.
James stares ahead. Alberto sets down his supplies.
So, on that note, shall we stop for the day?
He steps away from the easel. James stands and regards the painting. Alberto joins him.
It's a start.
Yes, yeah.
It's not done yet. You can come back tomorrow, right?
Sure, but I have the...
Good. You have what?
I've got the flight the next day is the only thing.
Oh. That's fine.
It gives us enough time?
Yes.
All right, sure. So, same time tomorrow?
Sure. Thank you.
No, thank you.
I will see if you thank me tomorrow after I torture you some more.
Well, you made some progress.
I don't know if progress is the right word.
What's the right word?
Merdique!
Shitty. Exactement.
Exactly, yes, that's it. Hello, baby.
Bonjour.
Hello, my little gray one. It's cold, no? But look, I found something. I found something just for you. Just for you. He takes the watch. You're naughty.
Caroline, you know James?
James, no. James.
Yes, nice
Hello,
to see
James.
You again. So, Alberto, I'll see you tomorrow?
Yes. Good. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Alberto steps away with the auburn-haired young woman. James leaves the studio. He looks through the window at Alberto stroking Caroline's hair and kissing her tenderly on the cheeks. Annette's reflection appears on the glass. James spots her standing behind him, glaring. He gives her a weak smile, then leaves. Annette watches Caroline and Alberto. She goes into the bedroom. Alberto brings Caroline to the chair and partially sits on her lap. James writes in his apartment.
Each night after working with me, Giacometti would work with Caroline, a prostitute with whom he'd been openly carrying on a relationship for 3 years.
Caroline finishes posing for a painting.
She'd become his primary model, his nighttime companion, and his obsession.
Words on a light fixture read, Chez Adrienne. Alberto arrives at the crowded restaurant. He pats a waiter on the shoulder as he goes inside. At the bar, the artist shakes hands with an older man in a suit. A waiter helps Alberto remove his coat. Caroline excitedly greets him. A waiter carries a champagne stand near Alberto and Caroline's table. Later, the smiling couple leaves. Alberto wraps an arm around Caroline's shoulders. In an apartment, Caroline switches on a light. She lies on the bed and lights her cigarette with the tip of Alberto's. He sits on the edge of the bed, stroking her thigh. Returning to his dark art studio, Alberto turns on a light. He drops his cigarette on the floor and snuffs it with his shoe. He fills a basin with water and dumps powder into it. Using his hands, the artist mixes the plaster. He soaks a strip of coarse fiber in the mixture and wraps it around a metal rod. Wet plaster drips onto the floor as Alberto works. He builds up the tall, thin sculpture made of two long sections at the bottom, joining into one piece near the top. A close view shows a sculpture covered in damp cloth. The studio light fades out. In the bedroom, Alberto climbs under the covers with Annette, who lies sleeping. He turns on his nightstand lamp. Daytime, James walks past Chez Adrienne with two young men.
I have to say, I will miss Paris as well. Excuse me, I'll
see you guys. Hello, James.
Bonjour, Pierre.
James.
Ça va?
I saw the portrait.
Oh, and?
Well,
Pierre thinks he'll never be able to sell it.
I never said that.
I'm sure it has more to do with the subject than the painting itself.
Anyway, I'm not going to give it to you, Pierre. I'm going to give it to Lord.
And rightly so. It's coming along superbly. Mm. Could be your best.
Oh, now you say that, I'm probably going to wreck it.
Typique, eh?
Typical.
You take a coffee?
I would love one, thank you.
No, we have to go back to work. Nice to see you, Pierre.
A plus tard.
See you later.
Bonne journée.
James and Alberto leave together. James photographs his portrait. It depicts a dark face with an outlined body. Alberto taps the studio window.
What are you doing?
Do you mind?
Shaking his head, the artist collects paintbrushes. James carries the portrait into the studio where Alberto prepares. Their paths intersecting, the men shuffle around each other. James sets the painting on the easel. Later, he positions his chair. Sitting at the easel, Alberto watches the young man settle into his pose. Alberto glances between the portrait and his subject. He moves his fine-tipped brush around the black and white mouth of the portrait. A close view shows Alberto adding a black line between the lips. The paint stroke curves away from the line previously there.
Oh, fuck! Wait, you can stay, right?
I was supposed to leave tomorrow.
Oh.
No, but I could do another day or...
A day or two at the most, and then if it doesn't turn out to be any good, I can give up painting forever.
Don't laugh.
Sorry.
Alberto continues painting.
Have you always been like this?
Like what?
So doubtful of your own ability.
Oh, of course. Gets worse every year.
But you become more successful every year.
What better breeding ground for doubt than success? Don't smile.
Well, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I did not smile.
James relaxes his face into a stony expression. Alberto makes nimble strokes on the canvas.
Oh, fuck!
James grins.
This is going really badly.
Alberto molds clay.
There's no question of finishing it, so...
Then why are we here?
What?
I said, then why are we here?
It's useful for me. It's what I deserve, I suppose, after 35 years of dishonesty. That's what I am. I'm dishonest. I'm a liar.
Dishonesty, how do you mean?
All these years that I've been showing things, you know, they were all unfinished. Probably shouldn't have been started in the first place. But then again, if I hadn't shown them, you know, I would have felt like a coward, so... I don't know. I'm neurotic.
Well, I understand that. I had a friend who was so neurotic he ended up committing suicide.
Lighting a cigarette, Alberto stares at James.
I'm sorry.
Do you ever think about it?
Suicide? Every day. Of course. It's not like I feel life is bad, it's just that I think death must be the most fascinating experience, you know? I'm just curious.
James shakes his head slightly. Alberto sits at the easel.
The best way would be to cut one's throat from ear to ear. I don't know if I'd have the courage to do that. You can take sleeping pills, but that's not really suicide, is it? That's just sleeping. Cutting your wrists is nothing. But the one that really appeals to me is burning yourself alive. That would be something that I would really like to do.
Well, do it, or shut up.
I might.
Oh, my God, I might, so I don't have to listen to you talk about it anymore. Please, do it.
I would. The only problem is you can only do it once.
Diego takes out a wrapped parcel. Here, from the gallery. Alberto puts down his supplies and unwraps it. He reveals a thick stack of cash.
Jesus.
What, Tony?
Do me a
some for you.
He gives Diego a handful.
A little for me.
He pockets another handful, then stands.
And the rest. Okay, both.
He throws it.
Oh, God. What a ham.
What?
I just thought you were without affectation.
Was that affected?
A little bit.
Yeah, but it was funny. I have several million hidden in here.
Where?
That's the problem. It's so fucking well hidden, I don't know where it is.
Then why on earth would you hide 2 million more?
What else could I do with it?
You put it in the bank.
Oh, can't trust the banks.
No.
You're Swiss.
No. Swiss-Italian.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Maybe under the bed is not such a great idea. What do you think?
I think it's fairly obvious.
But I want to be able to find it again.
James looks around.
How about under the dresser?
Ooh.
I could tape it to the bottom.
You could.
James and Diego share a smile. Alberto retrieves the cash from under a small bed covered in papers.
Will I remember that?
I don't know.
He looks up.
How about up here, on the beam? Here, you do it. You're taller.
James looks at the horizontal support beam of the second floor loft.
Just right up there.
Stepping onto something, he hides the money on the beam. The three men stare at it.
What do you think?
I can still see it. Bring it down again.
James steps up and grabs the money. He gives the parcel to Alberto, who looks around the room.
Let's see. Must be somewhere here.
The older man spins around, scanning the room. James regards him with an amused expression. In the rainy courtyard, James talks on a phone.
Well, I think it'll just be just a few days longer. Well, of course, I miss you too.
I do.
Oh, stop it. Listen, I think it's important. I want him to finish.
Alberto joins him.
I hid it in the toilet. Not him. Oh.
He gestures, then walks away.
Never mind. I can't rush him. I don't know how, first of all. It'll only be a few more days.
In the studio, Alberto lights a cigarette. Day 3. In the studio loft, Alberto and Diego meet with a man and woman.
So, let's make the trade. I would like to take back the 4 earlier ones, if
possible. Yes, yes, the watercolors.
Mm. I love those.
Yes, we love these.
And did you bring the nude?
Sorry?
The nude. I can take it off your hands.
Yes. Fine, good, yes. Absolutely. Here we are.
Alberto takes a drawing.
And you can have these three.
Yes.
And this one. Which I love.
Yes, oh yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
All right. All right.
Yes, perfect. Wonderful.
Perfect.
Yes.
Grazie.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Enchanté.
The man and woman leave with the traded art, passing James in the studio below. Alberto and Diego look at the sketch of a nude woman and the group of watercolor paintings. They exchange a satisfied look.
How'd it go?
Made out like a capitalist.
I haven't seen this for such a long time. I don't have many of these. This nude is the last time I did one from life in 1935.
So what did you give them?
Drawings that were like hundreds of others he's done.
And they were happy?
Happy, of course they're happy. They know those are what sells. Those are Giacometti's.
And those?
Do these look like Giacometti's to you?
Later, glimpses show a smoldering cigarette and a small sculpture. Alberto leans close to James, studying his profile.
Front on, it looked like a brute. Side on, it looked like a degenerate.
He goes to the easel.
It's very nice of you, thank you.
One way you go to jail, the other way you go straight to the asylum.
Alberto picks up his paint palette.
I'll probably meet you in there.
Adding paint to his brush, Alberto regards his subject. He paints. James maintains his stoic pose as the artist works. Alberto brings his brush toward the paint palette. With jagged strokes, he adds white grooves to the portrait's forehead. Alberto glances at James. Stopping, he lowers the brush and shakes his head. He sets down his tools and hunches over with his head in his hands. James leans forward slightly as he peers at Alberto. The young writer checks his watch. Standing from his seat, he watches Alberto closely, then stretches his back and wrists. James carefully sits back down. He rolls his neck and resumes his pose. Alberto sits upright.
Okay, let's go. You moved.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Lower your chin.
He complies.
A little to the right.
James moves slightly.
Not so far.
He moves a little.
Raise your head very slowly. There. I don't know why you tried to trick me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There. Stay there.
Alberto dabs his brush on the palette and adds a small amount of black under the portrait's eye. He wears a focused expression as he glances at James.
Oh, fuck!
James remains still. Grabbing a cigarette, Alberto strikes a match. He lights the cigarette and shakes out the match. James lowers his gaze. Later, he studies the painting with Alberto.
Is it worth going on with?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A real friend would tell me that I should give up painting forever.
Whoever said I was a real friend?
They share a glance.
Are we ready?
Oh,
I'm starving.
Good. On y va.
Ah.
Yeah, good.
Let's go.
Merci, j'en peux plus.
They leave with Annette. At the restaurant, the trio sits at a table. Alberto finishes a drink.
Okay. There once was a young man from...
Oh, no, this one.
Oh, no, please,
no,
please, let me tell it.
That's it.
Let me do this, okay. A young man from Ghent, whose cork was... No, it was his tool. Whose tool was so long it was bent. To save her the trouble, he folded it double. And instead of coming, he went.
Oh, but that's terrible. Why would you let him tell that?
Well, let's have more wine. Alphonse. Encore du vin. Hey, excuse me.
Where did you learn
the pissoir?
Alberto leaves.
So, how is it going?
It's going well, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How do you like posing?
I like it. I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's, you know, it can be exhausting.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, and it makes me nervous sometimes, the way he yells at the canvas when things aren't going well. And...
You know what I mean? But what's really disturbing is just how the portrait itself seems to come and go, as if Alberto has no control over it whatsoever.
I know.
And then other times it just disappears entirely.
Yeah.
I feel like this could go on for months.
Sometimes it does.
And there's nothing anyone can do about it.
No.
Even Alberto.
Especially Alberto.
It's a terrible feeling of fatality, isn't it?
Annette glances off.
He'll get used to it.
She gives him a sad smile. James looks at the hazy mirror behind her. He spots Alberto sitting at a table with another man and Caroline.
Should we get a little more wine?
We did.
Did we?
Yeah.
I'll check on it. Excuse me.
James goes to the bar. Annette gazes off with a forlorn expression. James turns back toward the table. He looks around and spots Annette leaving the restaurant. A hazy glimpse shows Alberto still sitting with Caroline. Day 4. Entering the courtyard, James looks through the windows of the art studio. He goes inside and sets down his camera.
Bonjour.
Alberto molds a clay sculpture.
What time is it?
2:30.
Shit, already. wanted to get something to drink before we started.
All right. You want to go,
Alberto continues molding. Watching him, James tentatively puts on his jacket. Alberto smokes a cigarette. He wipes his hands on a wet rag.
Let's go.
Alberto turns back to the sculpture with a distracted look. He molds it some more. James watches him. The artist wipes his hands, then walks toward James.
Okay.
He moves something on his way across the room. Alberto stops, facing the large statue of a man's head and long neck. James watches Alberto set a hand on the sculpted nose. The artist slides his hand down the figure's face, then traces his fingers on the mouth. He cups the statue's chin in his hand. He drags his hand sideways, then turns to James.
We'll get some eggs and some wine. Oh, I've got my cigarettes.
Oh, I have mine if you...
Alberto steps away, then returns.
Okay, we'll go.
He stops in the doorway and stares off. James stands behind him. Alberto continues into the courtyard. James passes by as Alberto stops to stare through the studio window.
No, let's work. Come on.
Okay.
They go back inside. James sets down his chair and slides it into place. Alberto grabs his tools as James sits. The artist dips a brush into liquid in the ashtray, then into black paint. He regards his subject and starts working. A close view shows James's stony expression. Alberto dips his brush in the liquid. The painting features dark detailing of the subject's face and a partially gray background. A close view rises from James's lips to his nose and eyes. Alberto adds to the nose of the portrait. We view James's nose from the side. The corner of Alberto's mouth twitches as he carefully paints the bridge of the nose.
Yeah, the nose is in place now. Some progress. Let's take a break. Oh, my back is clammy. I slept so badly last night.
At a cafe.
It's impossible. There is no feeling in my work.
I find the work to be very emotional.
It's well investigated, in spite of me.
They go to a table.
Monsieur Dame.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
The bartender pours a glass of wine. The server brings out a tray of bread, sliced meat, and hard-boiled eggs. He puts the wine glass on the tray and brings it to Alberto.
Monsieur Alberto.
Bonjour, merci.
Bon appétit.
He sets down the plate.
You want something, Jim?
Yeah, I'll take a Coca-Cola, please.
Oui, monsieur.
The server leaves. Alberto drinks his wine and cuts into his food. The server brings James a bottle of soda and a glass.
Et voilà.
Merci.
Merci.
So I think it's going very well today.
Maybe.
Alberto eats.
Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow we can really start.
He finishes his wine. The server brings him another full glass and takes away the empty one.
When are you leaving?
End of the week.
Oh.
Alberto takes another bite and grabs the new glass of wine.
I thought you were going to change your reservation.
I did.
James drinks his soda. Alberto nods. The bartender puts two espresso cups on a tray. Bringing them to the table, the server puts both cups in front of Alberto. The artist finishes the second glass of wine. He drinks an espresso. Picking up the second cup, Alberto pauses, then drinks it.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
Alberto puts cash on the table, accidentally dropping some.
Merci. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Merci.
He stops James.
No. Let's take a walk.
At a cemetery.
Right.
So, I'm confused. You've changed your reservation until...
Yeah, the end of the week, yeah.
Oh, I see.
I could change it again. I would like to know, how many days do you need?
Oh, I don't know. I think it would be great to work for another week.
A week?
A week, yes. I think a week would be good.
No. A week is it's fine. It's fine. I can just move my flight next Wednesday. Would that...
Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday's good. Fine. Let's say Wednesday.
Okay. Good.
But then,
What?
Well, there's no question of the portrait ever being finished, so...
No. Of course.
Alberto smokes as they stroll down a path. He looks at the trees, their bare branches silhouetted against the sky.
Have you ever wanted to be a tree?
No.
They enter the courtyard to the studio. Alberto looks through the window of the bedroom. A young, dark-haired man sits on the bed with Annette.
Wait, give me a minute.
Alberto hugs the man.
Isako, how are you? Good to see you. No, don't get up.
Where have you been?
Taking off his coat, James bumps the wiry arm of the walking man sculpture. He steadies it and glances off.
Good.
Yeah, we were speaking a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Good, Chérie.
James looks out the window of the studio. Hands in his pockets, he wanders to a clay bust and studies it. Behind him, Caroline slowly descends the loft stairs. James startles.
Hello, Caroline.
Hello, Jim. Where is that old dog?
He's,
Here I am. You're already here. Well, yes, I was too impatient. So you know the little guy, Martin, the one I told you about? He went to Lyon. So I thought, I'll go see my little gray one. Look. What are you doing?
No.
Red. Yes, red. Look. She tries to put lipstick on Alberto.
Oui, it's rouge, c'est rouge.
It's a nice color, no?
Yeah, but not on me. Of course it is a good color.
With white seats?
Oh!
Alberto sits at the easel.
It's very expensive.
Good.
Very, very expensive.
Very, very good. It's a car that she likes
much. Not that I like, that I love. The sailor man says we can get it in a few days.
What do you mean, the sailor man? No, the salesman.
The salesman, so what? What do you say? We'll buy it? We'll buy it, why not? We're buying it?
Oui, but not now. In a few days.
We're buying it.
Oh, la shit!
Caroline pretends to drive.
Caroline, no!
She picks up the portrait of James and continues.
You're going to drive me around?
Oh,
this makes me very nervous.
She stops in front of James. He takes the painting and smiles weakly.
Okay. I'm sorry, James.
I'm posing now.
Sorry.
She puts an unfinished portrait on the easel and sits. Setting his own portrait on the floor, James grabs his coat.
I'll see you tomorrow, then. I'll give you a ring later.
Thank you, James. Thank you.
James goes into the courtyard. Through the window, he watches Alberto sitting at Caroline's portrait.
No.
She makes a silly face. Smiling, James turns. Looking through the bedroom window, he spots the young, dark-haired man embracing Annette as she smokes. James's smile falters. Noticing him, Annette pulls the lace curtain to cover the window. The writer leaves the courtyard. Caroline sits still for Alberto. Alberto approaches her and adjusts her hair. She tilts her head and he kisses it. Day 5. James turns down the alley toward Alberto's building. He hops over a puddle. He enters the courtyard and goes to the studio. Standing in the doorway, James looks around the room. He returns to the courtyard and checks the bedroom. Looking back, James spots Diego working with wire and long metal rods.
Ah, ça va.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm well. Is he here?
No, he's not here.
We were supposed to have, do you know when he'll be back?
No, he disappeared.
Long ago, or?
I don't know.
James puts his camera in the studio.
He'll come back sometime.
Well, eventually, I guess.
Diego wraps the wire around the metal rods. He watches James take out a cigarette. The young writer catches his gaze, and Diego smiles. He continues working on the wire.
I'm reading a new book.
One of mine?
God, no. No.
James rolls his eyes.
What's it called?
It's called The Spy Who Came In From the Cold.
What's it about?
It's about a spy who comes in from the cold.
James grins. Diego turns to him.
You could be a spy.
I am a spy.
They look off as Alberto enters the courtyard. Looking furious, he pulls the lid off a trash can and tosses it down. He drags the can into the middle of the courtyard, then goes into the studio. James and Diego exchange a look. The young writer goes inside.
Hey, what,
Alberto leaves the loft with a handful of papers. He rips them on his way to the trash can.
Wait, what are you doing?
I have shrunk all this.
What? No, wait a minute.
Yes.
No, let's look at that.
No!
Diego, please.
They're no good. They're not usable.
The paper is too old.
Diego.
Alberto.
Just cat.
What happened? Exasperated, Alberto looks at his brother.
I go to the lithographer. All right. I want to talk to him about transferring this stuff to stone. He says, this paper is too old.
They're perfectly valid as drawings.
No, I did these as lithographs. They were meant to be lithographs, and this is what I now cannot do.
Diego wears a resigned look. James regards the trash can sadly.
Fuck himself.
With a cigarette in his mouth, Alberto searches his coat.
Oh, man.
Diego pulls out a lighter and brings the flame to his brother's cigarette. Exhaling smoke, Alberto takes the lighter. James watches him set one of the drawings on fire. The young writer wears a grave expression. Alberto drops the burning paper into the trash can, igniting the other drawings. The three men stare.
Burned some drawings that were on regular paper.
Alberto looks at James.
I did.
He looks at Diego.
Did I?
They stare at the burning paper. James regards embers floating out of the can. His expression unchanged, Alberto goes into the studio. James and Diego continue staring at the trash can.
James?
James flicks his cigarette into the fire and goes inside. Picking up the lid, Diego covers the trash can. He glances into the studio, where Alberto sets up the model's chair.
Sit down.
He carries the portrait to the easel. Later, James leaves the building courtyard. Looking exhausted, he trudges down the alley to the street.
I was glad when that day's session was over. Giacometti was miserable and his mood was pervasive. I was to find out that evening that Caroline had gone missing.
Diego catches up to James and hands him a small package. In James's room, a small bird sculpture sits on top of paper wrapping on the desk.
But where'd she go?
Who knows where she goes? Wherever her pimp or pimps tell her to, huh? Mm.
Cheers.
James and Diego drink as they stand in an open doorway.
He's too attached to her.
Who, Alberto?
Yes, he goes crazy without her. It's, makes himself go crazy.
Yeah, why?
My brother can only be happy when he is desperate and uncomfortable in every part of his life.
Diego sips his drink.
Well, he should be very happy then.
Smiling, Diego takes a drag on his cigarette.
But it's like he's determined to remain completely unsatisfied.
No, not completely, just perfectly.
Yeah.
James looks at the bird sculpture.
She's beautiful.
Who, Caroline?
No, no, well, yes, but the bird you made me. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. She'll never fly, however.
Shirtless, Annette stokes the fire in the stove. Annette, please.
J'arrive.
I'm coming. It's cold. I'm freezing. It's not that cold. Not if you're dressed. She sits facing Alberto at the easel. Lift your head. A little more. A bit to the right. To the left. Lower a bit. That's where I was.
No,
not exactly. Why did you move? Is it good now? Fine. Like this? Please. Putting down his tools, Alberto leaves the studio. What are you doing? I'm stopping. Why? Annette puts on a shirt. What's going on? She follows him to the bedroom. Nothing. What more can I do for you? Nothing. I give you everything. I never said I wanted anything. What about me? What do I ask of you? A little money to buy clothes, a skirt, a blouse, a dress, a coat for the winter. You already have a coat. One coat, just one coat. I have one coat, Alberto. How many coats does one need? You drive me crazy. I can't have this conversation with you now. Okay, fine. I can't. I'm not asking for a mink coat or a fur. I've stopped asking you for anything, like a house, for example. Anything that looks like a house with a kitchen. I've bought you an apartment. What else do you want? Fuck. I want a home. It is a home. Go there. Look at it. It's your home. No, it's not. I want a home with you. With you in it. I don't. But why? Because I fucking don't. That's why. I never have. You know it. You've always known it. Why do you keep doing this? Dear God. You make me sick. Then throw up and go to bed. She follows him to the courtyard. Diego arrives. Where are you going, Alberto? To find that fucking whore? Oh, my God. Good. Go see that whore. Give her all your money. Give her all you have. She looks after you so well, right? Give her all you have. All we have. Give her all the money. You want money? Alberto goes inside. You want money? What are you doing? Look at me. Wait, wait. Stop, please. Alberto throws money at her from the studio loft. You want money? Here, take it. Money. Here, for your coat. Here, for your blouse. For your shoes. Here, for another coat. Come back here. Money, money, money. I don't care. Are you happy now? Are you happy now with all these things? You trite bourgeois little girl. Where are you going, Alberto? Come back here. Where are you going? Out with whores. Stay here. Hundreds of whores. Shit.
Alberto!
He trudges down the alley. Annette slams the courtyard door. She storms into the bedroom and grabs a pair of stockings. Sitting on the bed, she takes off her shoes and socks. In slow motion, Alberto travels down the dark sidewalk. Now we lower from a street lamp to a woman leaning against a building. She wears a light-colored jacket. A close view shows the woman's chest. She gazes out as Alberto passes. Smoking, he turns away. The artist looks to a woman in a leopard print coat. Leaning against a lamppost, she stares ahead as she smokes. Her image becomes blurry as Alberto continues through the night. He walks up to the restaurant but lingers at the window of the front door. Looking inside, he scans the tables. With a forlorn look, he steps away. On a sidewalk, Alberto pulls his coat over his head as it rains. He wears a grizzled expression and smokes. On another sidewalk, he approaches a young woman leaning on a wall. Stepping close, Alberto kisses her on the cheek. Glimpses show Alberto entering a brothel and greeting prostitutes. One leads him up a staircase.
Have you ever killed anyone?
Excuse me?
Have you ever killed anyone?
No. Why do you ask?
I think you're the sort of person who's capable of doing anything. And I mean that as a compliment.
Thank you. What about you? Have you ever killed anyone?
In my mind, I've killed many people.
Anyone I know?
No. No one I know either.
Who are these poor souls?
Just people. Women.
Really?
Yes. Before I could go to sleep when I was young, every night I'd fantasize about killing two women. After I raped them.
At the studio.
Oh. And this helped you fall asleep?
Yes. It comforted me.
Alberto smiles and keeps painting. James wears a puzzled look. He holds still as the artist concentrates.
Putain!
Alberto hunches over. James shakes his head.
Maybe just work on the background of the body for a while.
No! Well, everything has to happen in its own time. If I paint the background of the body just to be doing something, I'd just be filling in space. It would be wrong. And then I'd have to abandon the whole portrait completely.
No, don't do that.
That's... Well, that's what I should do. I should just abandon the whole thing, the whole picture.
He sets down his tools, then hunches over again. Looking downcast, James hunches over as well, resting his elbows on his legs. Alberto holds his head. Looking to the side, he sits upright and gazes off. We follow his gaze to reveal Caroline in the doorway. Her hair damp, the plainly dressed woman stares at Alberto. James lifts his head and notices her. Caroline keeps her gaze on Alberto. James glances at the artist, who regards Caroline with a fixed expression. She maintains her intense stare, and our view closes in on her face. With a hint of a smile, Alberto watches her. Their eyes remain locked on one another. James looks between them. Caroline turns and leaves without looking back. Alberto and James stay seated. At the restaurant, Caroline sits at a booth. With her hair now styled up, she holds a cigarette. In slow motion, Alberto sits next to her and lays his head on her shoulder. On his apartment balcony, James talks on the phone.
I know it's taking a long time. Yes, I know that I said that I would. Listen, if you're just going to berate me, I'm going to hang up. What? The line dropped. Say that again. No, I have no control over it. Yes, thank you. I know it's not brain surgery, and thank you for minimizing the process.
James puts the rotary phone on the desk and smokes a cigarette. He picks up the phone receiver.
Hello, I'd like to change a reservation, please.
We glimpse portrait sketches hanging on the wall. Day 9. James poses for Alberto. Close views show his eyes, nose, and chin. We move in on his impassive expression. A close view shows the portrait with overlapping black and white lines making up details of the face. Alberto and James stare at each other. Later, Alberto grabs his coat from the bedroom.
Cezanne was right.
About what?
Squaring everything. Everything is a cone or a cylinder or a sphere.
I guess you're right.
You what?
I said I guess you're right.
I know I'm right. Cezanne was the last great painter. It's just too bad the Cubists took him so literally.
Well, Cubists produced some very pretty things.
Oh, who needs pretty? Then they realized they'd reached the dead end and gave up. Picasso and Braque were the really guilty ones.
At the cemetery.
Right, but Picasso moved on.
Oh, yes, so that he could copy every great artist that ever lived.
Well,
it's true.
I know, but every artist copies.
Yes, but you do it as an exercise. It's just an exercise.
Oh, Alberto.
What?
I think you're being a bit harsh.
No, it's true. I'm telling you, I promise you. Picasso could be so pompous. I was unable to reach the top of the scale of values, so I smashed the scale. Oh, that's bullshit.
He really said that?
Of course he did. Who else would say it? Picasso's always making statements like that. You know, at first they sound like they're so full of wit, but they're full of shit. They have absolutely no meaning.
Well, he's rather fond of you.
No, he's not.
I thought you were friendly.
Well, we were for a while, but, you know, well, I let that go.
Yeah, but... Wait, but didn't he ask for your opinion on a sculpture he was working on and then change it after...
Who told you that?
Dora Maar.
What'd she say?
She said he came to you, asked your opinion, and...
Let me tell you what happened. He came to me. He said, I want your opinion. I said, okay, I think, you know, you should make a change. And he made a change to the exact opposite of what I suggested. That's because he has no interest whatsoever in the ideas of collaboration or artistic camaraderie. You know, he's too insecure. He just likes to steal other people's work and pretend that it's, they're his own ideas. Mm. The man's a thief.
Day 12. James works at a typewriter.
I decided to take up swimming as a way to relieve not only the physical strain of posing, but what was slowly becoming a psychological strain as well.
Water ripples over the image of James diving into a large pool. Gliding underwater, he resurfaces and swims. He moves to the pool's edge and shakes out his hair. As he dives again, paint spreads from the splash. The ripples give way to a painted ceiling.
One morning after my swim, I was invited to see the ceiling of the opera house that Chagall had just painted. The magnificence of the work left me feeling lighter than I'd felt in days. Then, I went to sit for Giacometti.
Oh, fuck!
James holds his pose. In the courtyard, Annette empties a dustbin into the trash.
Oh, putain!
Alberto!
What?
Arrête un peu!
Why, look at this, it's hopeless. The head is all lopsided, it's a mess.
She crouches down with her dustpan and brush. Keeping still, James looks at Annette.
I saw the Chagall ceiling this morning.
At the opera?
Mm.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. Alberto's taking me to the opening tomorrow night.
I can't wait for you to see it. You're going to love it.
Is it magnificent?
Exquisite.
I'm shocked.
It's amazing. Apparently he did the whole thing by painting.
Stop moving it around.
Sorry.
He scratches his nose.
Don't scratch.
I had an itch.
Well, don't itch.
You know what? I bought a new dress for it. It's going to be quite a gala, I hear. Mm-hmm.
Annette!
Oui, mon chéri.
Oh.
Oui, monsieur.
She gives an annoyed look, then walks around James. He peers sideways at her.
So where did you get the dress?
In a very nice shop. It's a very nice dress. It's yellow with a bit of pink. And look at the shoes. They are so nice.
Do they have a heel on them, the shoes?
Yes, it's yellow with a big flowers.
Looking past the canvas, Alberto glares. Annette spots him and he leans back. She steps over to her husband.
Je peux prendre ça?
C'est fini.
Oui, c'est fini.
She picks up trash.
Chagall. Opera. Fucking house painting.
Annette and James share a look.
You can't compare that to what I'm trying to do here. Oh,
fuck! Okay. Let's just stop there before I destroy everything.
Oh. James looks uncomfortable.
Would you excuse me a moment?
He goes outside. Glancing into the studio, he takes out a cigarette. Diego leaves a room at the top of the courtyard steps. As he carves a small block, he looks down at James. Resting his head on his hand, the young writer looks up. Diego nods to him.
Oh, my God.
What?
How much longer can it go on like this?
Could go on forever.
He says a portrait can never be finished.
I can understand that.
Of course not. I'm amazed I've ever seen a portrait of his. I think I'm gonna die in there. I can't keep going like this. I've gotta get back to New York. I've already pushed my trip so many times, and it's costing me a fortune.
James sits on a bench at the top of the stairs.
Maybe you could set the deadline. Alberto like to work up against a deadline sometimes.
Yeah. Maybe you could talk to him for me.
No.
Please?
No.
Well, at any rate, I can't keep doing this. It just seems like we pose for hours and hours and nothing happens.
Annette wears a yellow dress.
That's the reason why I don't pose anymore.
Why?
Because your whole life can be swallowed up. So, what do you think?
She twirls.
It's lovely.
Très joli.
Merci. You should see my bag. It's beautiful. I show you.
Salope. Annette goes inside. Caroline sits in a red convertible.
Oh, mon Dieu! Tu l'aimes?
Et toi?
Do you like it?
Wow.
It's beautiful. It's very red. But they made a mistake. The seats are black. It's good black. Get in.
No.
Alberto?
I don't really want to.
What's going on with him?
No, je préfère pas. Caroline.
Get in the car. James, get in the car.
Oh, no. I'm just going to take a picture of the portrait.
Ah, miss, fuck that portrait. Get in the car.
Come on, James. I'll see you on the other side.
Let's go. Not too fast. They're both such pussies. It's unbelievable. The car jerks as Caroline drives them down the alley. It bumps some debris leaning against the wall. Caroline turns the car onto the street. Glimpses show them driving through the city.
Après le bas plus l'eau, pour que ça reste chaud. Je sais ce qu'il nous faut, c'est du jazz à gogo. Tous ceux qui l'aiment bien, et moi qui l'aime bien.
The trio chats as Caroline drives them through the country. She smiles widely. Alberto cringes as he watches the road. In the back seat, James wears a stony expression. We glimpse the front of the red sports car. Alberto looks back at James with an anxious expression. The artist kisses Caroline on the cheek as the sun sets before them. Day 13. In the studio, Alberto flexes his shoulders. He stands and collects his tools. James takes a photo in the courtyard, then carries the portrait inside. He sets it on the easel. Alberto pours some liquid from a bottle into the ashtray.
You cold?
No.
I'm freezing.
It's such a nice day.
Is it?
Alberto brings in an electric heater.
I'm freezing. Maybe it was from being in that stupid car.
James smirks. He takes off his jacket as Alberto sits at the easel.
What are you doing?
It's gonna get hot. You've got a heater on, so I'm just gonna take my t-shirt off.
No. Keep it on. Sit down. Get your coat on.
All right.
Alberto watches him impatiently.
Sit down. Let's go.
Pulling on his jacket, James rolls his eyes. He sits and assumes his pose. Alberto stares at the portrait. A close view shows the bold lines of the painted face. The artist shakes his head.
It's gone too far. At the same time, not far enough.
James drops his gaze. Brow furrowed, Alberto glances between his subject and the portrait. He dips a brush in the ashtray, then dabs it in black paint and starts working. A close view shows James's face. Alberto traces the brush near the portrait's nose and upper lip. He glances at his model's stony expression, then adds delicate strokes to the cheek. Alberto lowers the brush and regards the painting. He glances between James and the canvas. James remains poised.
I'll never find a way out of this.
Well, we could always just stop.
No, we can't stop.
James drops his playful expression. Alberto looks at the portrait.
I have to stop.
James smirks.
Okay.
Stepping to the easel, he regards the stone-faced portrait.
Wow. Looks really good. What'd you do?
Lighting a cigarette, Alberto looks at the painting and shakes his head.
I have no idea. I have to go and lie down.
He leaves, while James continues staring at the portrait. The artist goes across the courtyard to the bedroom. He slumps onto the bed and lies on his back. We glimpse a cluttered table. Fully clothed, Alberto lies in bed under the covers. James takes a thermometer from the old man's mouth. Alberto puffs a cigarette. Annette enters and glances coldly toward her husband.
Diego told me he wasn't feeling well.
He's got a fever. It's 39.
Annette takes the thermometer and checks it. She gives it back to James, then touches Alberto's forehead with her palm. Annette sits on the edge of the bed. Her husband looks up at her.
Je peux pas aller à l'opéra.
I don't think I can go to the opera.
Pardon.
Sorry. Annette stares at him, then glances at James.
It's going to be a madhouse anyway.
Yeah, you're right. All right. Well, feel better. And I'll come check on you tomorrow.
Smiling, James takes his jacket and leaves.
Have a good night.
Annette gives a sad nod. She glances at Alberto. Do you want something? Perhaps. Something cold. He rubs his forehead and she tosses her coat aside.
Annette, cognac. Un petit cognac.
Bien sûr, ouais. Un petit cognac.
Merci.
At the restaurant.
You know, it sounds like a great time. It just makes me nervous to think about it.
James, I honestly thought you'd love to come.
Well, Liz, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying that.
Caroline kisses James's temple.
Bonjour, handsome.
Hello, Caroline.
Did I frighten you?
Well,
did you get excited?
Well, I did until I realized it was a woman.
Oh,
may
I'll
I introduce
convert
you to
you, James?
I'll put up a fight.
Good, I like fights.
Caroline.
Oui, quoi?
On y va?
J'arrive. Bye, James. Give Alberto a kiss for me.
You're not posing tonight?
No, he's sick. Bye.
She puts on her coat and joins a man. Day 14. Daytime. James enters Alberto's courtyard. He peers through the bedroom window, then into the studio. Annette and Alberto sit huddled together at the top of the courtyard steps.
Qui c'est?
C'est moi, Jim.
Ah, hello, Jim.
Someone's feeling better, I see.
Oh, yes, thank you. Very much better.
Just good. A little bit of tenderness. It was really needed, c'est pas vrai?
Oui, c'est vrai. Look at the tree.
Fluffy seeds cover the branches.
Never seen it look this way before.
Yeah, you see them every day.
I know, but it looks different. Everything looks different. It's more beautiful. Même toi.
Oh, t'es tellement gentil. Bon, faut que j'aille faire des courses.
Oh, no, 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 no. Si, 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 James helps her down.
Thank you.
Well, shall we get going?
Alberto stands from the bench and goes downstairs.
James, wait, wait. Come on. Let's go for a walk, huh?
In the cemetery.
I wish that I could see things the way you do.
That's all I'm trying to do. I just want to show how things appear to me. But I'm unable to do that.
No, that's not true.
When I was young, I thought I could do everything. When I grew up, I realized I could do nothing. That's what kept me going. Four more sittings. How does that sound?
Thank you. Well, I don't know how to thank you.
You don't have to do that. We worked on it together.
Oh, I don't know. I guess that's true. I certainly don't feel how Madame Cézanne did.
What do you mean?
Well, in the end, she said she just felt like an apple.
I never thought she was very funny.
Alberto pats James on the back as they walk away. In the studio, Diego brushes up broken glass into a dustpan. James and Alberto arrive to find the room ransacked.
What happened? Did they take anything?
No, no.
Well, should we call the police?
No. It wasn't thieves. They came for me.
It was Caroline's pimps. It's a warning.
James glances off in thought. Alberto sets his easel upright. The young writer picks up a large roll of paper.
James, give me a hand with this.
At the cafe, Alberto and James meet with two pimps. Who's that? My American friend. Let's do this.
Ça sera le même prix.
No. En anglais, s'il vous plaît.
I don't speak English. I'll translate.
It's going to be the same price.
Right.
Whether you sleep with her or she just sits in front of you.
I see. Same price for both. Hmm. You don't want to charge me more for one?
What?
Qu'est-ce qu'il dit?
Il a dit comment s'ils vont lui prendre plus pour l'un des deux.
Which one would you charge me more for?
For fucking her.
Yeah, to fuck. Pour la baiser.
We could charge you more for both things, hein? On pourrait lui prendre plus pour les deux.
Yeah, because it's cheap.
Okay. I don't mind.
Okay. So. Another 10 per hour. For each.
Good.
Yeah, good. Good.
Plus another 20 an hour for her to pose.
What?
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit?
For her to pose for me.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit là?
20 plus pour la pose.
OK, ouais, très bien ça. Ils sont bien ceux-là. Ouais.
Non.
Non quoi?
Non, c'est j'ai dit non.
It's very reasonable.
I know, but we said 10.
Mais quoi? Mais pourquoi tu dis ça?
Tais-toi, merde.
10, that's on top of the other 10 for
yeah,
posing.
Yeah, and them are good.
I'd happily give you the 20.
No, 10 is fine.
All right.
Alberto slaps a stack of bills on the table.
This pile is all retroactive.
What?
It's payment for the last 6 months that I've spent with her.
Oui, mais je comprends pas l'anglais. Moi, ça veut dire quoi, ça?
James hands Alberto more money.
Oh. And this pile is in advance for the next 6 months.
The first pimp translates, and the second grins. They clink wine glasses with Alberto. The second pimp downs his wine.
Un grand plaisir.
Plaisir partagé.
He drinks his partner's unfinished wine. The first pimp forces a grin, and they leave with the money.
Voilà. Ciao.
James smiles politely as they go. Alberto puffs his cigarette.
Looks like you made them happy.
Please, I would have paid 10 times that amount.
What do you mean?
She's given me so much.
In the studio, Alberto continues painting the portrait. James sits still. Alberto glances over at him, then moves his brush over the canvas. He stops and studies his work.
Oh, fuck.
The artist hangs his head. Switching to a larger brush, he resumes painting. He covers his previous work with solid gray paint.
What are you doing?
Negative work. I have to do this. Sometimes, you know, to do something, you can only do it by undoing it.
Yes, but how many times?
Hmm?
How many times?
Well, good question. It's not always as easy as you think.
Or it isn't.
The undoing of something.
I thought the portrait looked really good.
When?
Earlier, when we started.
It can be very tempting to be satisfied with what's easy. That happens a lot when people tell you something's good.
James's expression falls.
There. That's good.
He steps over to the easel and stares at the portrait. Alberto gets a cigarette and joins him.
Worse, isn't it?
Well...
Gray paint covers most of the face, leaving just the eyes, nose, and mouth visible. Alberto nods. He goes to a corner of the studio as James takes the canvas from the easel. The artist works on a sculpture.
What's the matter?
Nothing, it's just... Sometimes it feels like there's very little hope.
Oh? Is that what you want? Hope?
Well, it'd be nice. But we've been doing this for a while now.
Yes. But you know, for me, whenever I feel the most hopeful, that's the time that I give up. It's like this man I knew who fell when he was climbing in the mountains in Stampa. He was clinging onto this rock face on a very steep cliff for ages, right up until the point that the rescue party came. About to reach out, grab his hand. And he let go. He fell. He died.
James stares at Alberto, who smokes.
But you're in no danger of dying.
No. But it feels like it sometimes.
The artist continues working on the clay sculpture. James leaves the studio with the canvas. Puffing his cigarette, Alberto watches him through the window. Days 15, 16, 17. In the studio, Alberto motions James, then picks up the portrait canvas. A rotating view shows James sitting in his pose. Annette enters the studio and kisses Alberto on the cheek. He gives an annoyed look. Waving at James, she leaves. In his workshop, Diego twists a wire frame into place. Alberto continues painting. He sneers at the canvas. A glimpse shows James leaving Alberto's courtyard. At the large pool, he leaps off a diving board. Later, James enters the courtyard. In the studio, the young writer laughs as he takes off his coat. Later, Alberto stares at James, dozing in the chair. Puffing a cigarette, Diego steps out of his workshop. He spots James in the courtyard and gives him a nod, then goes back inside. In his apartment, James writes in a journal. In the studio, Diego and Alberto regard the canvas. James paces nearby, smoking a cigarette. In the courtyard, James props the portrait against a wall and snaps a photo of it. Later, Annette looks through the bedroom window into the studio. Gesticulating with his hands, Alberto paces in front of James. James bounces his leg impatiently, then leaves his chair. He leans wearily in the doorframe. Annette laughs at the writer. With an annoyed look, James enters Diego's workshop. Alberto steps into the courtyard and looks questioningly at Annette. She shrugs. With a dismissive wave, Alberto returns to the studio. James pokes his head out of the workshop, then darts back in as Alberto steps outside. Scowling at Annette, Alberto enters the workshop and leads James out by the hand. He waves at Annette to return to the bedroom. Now, James dials the courtyard phone.
I'd like to change your reservation, please.
In the studio, Alberto takes off his glasses and holds the end in his mouth. He dips a brush into the murky liquid in the ashtray, then applies gray paint. The artist starts painting over the image of James's face. Hunching over in the chair, James rubs his eyes in frustration. Alberto continues covering the image, leaving only parts of the eyes, nose, and mouth exposed. Day 18. On a sidewalk, James strolls with Diego.
I thought you said you would make the deadline.
I did.
You know what this means, a deadline?
Yes, I know what a deadline is, but I tried. He's so...
I know. You're right.
But here's what I want to do. You know when he uses the big brush with the gray paint and he undoes everything he's already done?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's normally after that he grabs a black brush with a fine tip and he starts to construct the head all over again from nothing for the 100th time, right?
Well, basically, yes.
But then he's onto the highlights with the ochre and the gray and all of that,
yes.
And then he finishes with the final touches of white.
Huh?
Then he gets that big brush again and obliterates everything he's already done.
Right.
That's what I'm going to stop him.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm going to try to stop him.
Okay.
Well?
You're very brave.
In the studio, James sits for the portrait. Alberto eyes him from his seat at the canvas. The artist dips a new brush into the liquid in the ashtray, and James watches with narrowed eyes. Alberto resumes painting. He lowers his brush and regards his work. James stares at him tensely. Alberto gives a slight shrug, then prepares the thick-tipped brush. James stands.
I'm going to take a minute and just stretch
my
back
out. What are
you doing?
Okay, stretch your back and then we'll go straight back to work.
Alberto sets down his tools and steps away. James studies the painting, then looks out the window into the courtyard. He motions Diego into the studio. Looking at the painting beside James, Alberto smokes a cigarette. James grins as Diego joins them and studies the portrait. The gray background and bold lines draw attention to the detailed face of the painting.
It's coming along. It's just beginning to have real possibilities.
You think?
Yes, because the drawing is good and the space around it more solid.
Very solid.
This is the moment when we could really, really start something.
True. True.
Well, I'm sorry I have to leave.
Oh, no. You have to leave.
Yes, I did. You remember, we talked. I have to go back to New York.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's too bad. But we've gone far. We could have gone further, but we've gone far. That's something.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how to thank you. It's been an honor to pose for you.
Out of your mind.
Well, I didn't say I wanted to do it again.
Alberto grabs a pail and carries it away. Cut to black. In a park, James and Alberto shake hands and hug.
The next day, Giacometti and I went for a walk and said our goodbyes. He told me that he would have liked to accompany me to the airport, but he was hesitant to ever get back into a car anytime soon.
Men pack the painting.
The portrait was shipped to an exhibition in the States, and I returned to New York for an extended stay. Giacometti and I wrote often, but never saw each other again, as he was to die a short time later. In his last letter, Giacometti told me how much he enjoyed painting my portrait, and that he hoped I would come back soon, so that we could start all over again.
Alberto works on a sculpture. In the courtyard, Diego watches the men move the portrait out in a wooden crate. He shuts the door behind them. Diego walks past the studio where the long-necked sculpture of a head sits on a stool. cut to black. Credits appear: writer-director Stanley Tucci, produced by Gail Egan, Nick Bauer, Ilan Gerard, Jeffrey Rush as Alberto Giacometti, Armie Hammer as James Lord. Final Portrait. Clemence Poesy as Caroline, Tony Shalhoub as Diego Giacometti, Sylvie Testud as Annette Giacometti, based on a Giacometti portrait by James Lord. Executive producers Deepak Nayar, Fred Hogg, Ted Blumberg. Line producer Michael S. Constable. Director of photography Danny Cohen, BSc. Production designer James Merrifield. Editor Camilla Toniolo. Music by Evan Lurie. Costume designer Liza Bracey. Makeup and hair designer Catherine Scobel. Casting by Nina Gold. Credits roll. Cast in order of appearance: Jeffrey Rush as Alberto Giacometti, Armie Hammer as James Lord, Tony Shalhoub as Diego Giacometti, Sylvie Testud as Annette Giacometti, Clemence Poesy as Caroline, James Faulkner as Pierre Matisse, Carrie Schale as Claude Martineau, Annabelle Moulin as Anne-Marie Frenaud, Tim Drysdon as Café Waiter, Takatsuna Mackay as Annette's lover, Philippe Spall, Gaspard Kahn as Pimps. First Assistant Director, Lance Rohrig. Post-Production Supervisor, Polly Duvall. Production Manager, Felice Therese Erel. Supervising Art Director, David Hindle. Set Decorator, Sarah Wan. Music Supervisor, Clay Savage. Supervising Sound Editor, Tim Hans. First Assistant Editor, Tom Chandler. Production Coordinator, Cicely Barber. Production Assistant, Daniel Hope. Assistant to Stanley Tucci, Lottie Birmingham. Second Assistant Director, Alexander Holt. Third Assistant Director, Hannah Haffenden. Floor Runners, Alexandra Behan, Lydia Barnden. Runner Driver, Tracy Eslanian. Script Supervisor, Yasmin Reyes. ACAM Operator, Ian Struthers. ACAM Focus Puller, Gordon Segrove. B-CAM Operator, Danny Cohen. B-CAM Focus Puller, Ben Brown. A-CAM Clapper Loaders, Ryan King, Ben Fote. B-CAM Clapper Loader, Alex Finlayson. Camera Trainee, Max Carrington. Key Grip, Greg Murray. Grip Trainee, Matt Haynes. Video Playback Operator, Steve Casali. Video Playback Trainee, Ian Scaife. DIT, Anthony Bagley. Production Sound Mixer, Gary Dodkin. First Assistant Sound, Dash Mason Malik. Second Assistant Sound, Nina Rice. Graphic Art Directors, Kelly Waugh, Sarah Pasquale. Standby Art Director, Alice Sutton. Assistant Art Director, Charlotte Hutchings. Scenic Artist, Rohan Harris. Model Makers, Antonia Atha, Lucy Bullen, Ollie Williams. Assistant Set Decorator, Roya Fraser. Production Buyer, Claire Granger. Property Master, Jed Evans. Storeman, Dave Simpson. Dressing Prop Man, Robin Jones. Jazz a Go-Go, words and music by Robert Gall, Elaine Gurriger, performed by France Gall. Attraction, written by Ali Boudraham, Benedict Grimault, Francois Jean Janin, David Lewis, Manohisoa Rosana Jato, performed by Paris Combo. La Fleur, composed by Ralph Scheidel. Summer in Paris, composed by Chris Garrick. Filmed at Twickenham Film Studios and on location in London. This film is a dramatization based on certain facts. Some of the names have been changed and some of the events and characters have been fictionalized for dramatic purposes. This film is protected under the laws of the United Kingdom and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Copyright Final Portrait Commissioning Limited, 2016. This film has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from Sony Pictures Classics, read by Claudia Dunn. For more information about motion picture access, visit our website at access.wgbh.org. Thank you. Riverstone Pictures. A royal blue background fills the screen with white words at its center, Sony Pictures Classics.